Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
My worship rose up to the Father. Noise. Sometimes you need to confuse the enemy and go in tongues. Kayados Kalambayande. Kayados Kalambayande. And this is your response to the enemy. Hey, ha!
to joy. From your spirit to my spirit, I am lighted by your word. And with your breath of life, that's how I come alive. That's how I change my world. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name, breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Say, Father of the joy.
Money.
Free.
Asha. Thank you. Just breathe your name upon me. Let your breath come upon me. Hallelujah. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad into it. Be glad in it in Jesus' name. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, Son, and His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. Let us pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us over the night. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We bless you and we praise you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning in the name of Jesus. We acknowledge your presence in our midst. You are welcome, Spirit of the living God. Take preeminence, fall afresh on us this morning. Just breathe upon us. Breathe upon us. Just breathe upon us. Let the breath of the Almighty just breathe in this service. Let the breath of the Almighty breathe upon each and every one of us. Let the breath of the Almighty breathe upon our day. Hallelujah. Breathe upon our every second, every minute, every hour. Hallelujah. Breathe upon our children. Breathe upon our grandchildren. Breathe upon ourselves, our tissues, our organs, and our system. Breathe. Bring healing to our bodies. Breathe upon us. Breathe upon our homes. In the name of Jesus. Breathe upon our children. In the name of Jesus. Breathe in this atmosphere. Hallelujah. Breathe in our atmosphere. Breathe in this service. Breathe on this radio blog. Breathe in our homes. Breathe on us. Fresh breath, oh God, breathe on us. Oh Lord, breathe upon our finances. Oh Lord, breathe upon us, oh God. Bring healing to our spirit, souls, and body. Breathe upon us, oh God. Oh, breathe upon us and perfect all that concerns our lives. Breathe upon us. Breathe new ideas, creative ideas. Breathe upon us, oh God. Breathe your favor upon us, oh God. Breathe your grace upon us, your mercy. Breathe your life upon us, oh God. Just breathe upon us. Breathe. Breathe in our lives. Breathe upon us. Breathe, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you. Ooh, hallelujah. That fresh wind. That fresh wind. Your fresh wind. Breathe, oh God. Breathe upon our children, oh God. Breathe upon our grandchildren, oh God. Breathe upon our spouses, oh God. Breathe upon our bodies, oh God. Every cell in our bodies, breathe upon each cell. Breathe upon each tissue. Breathe upon each organ. Breathe upon each system. Breathe in our homes. Breathe in our communities. Oh, breathe, oh God. Breathe upon us. Breathe upon our spouses, oh God. Breathe. Oh God, upon us, oh God. Breathe upon us, oh God. Breathe upon us, oh God. Hallelujah. Breathe, 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 oh God. Breathe upon us, oh God. We need the breath of the Almighty. Breathe upon us, oh God. Breathe upon us, oh God. Breathe your favor. Breathe your love. Breathe your grace. Breathe your mercy. Oh, breathe upon us, oh God. Breathe upon the holy sacraments this morning. Breathe upon it. Breathe upon the bread. Breathe upon the water. Breathe upon us. Breathe upon us, oh God. Oh, Father God, breathe. Just breathe upon us, oh God. Breathe upon us, oh God. We need your breath, the breath of the Almighty. Breathe upon us. Hallelujah. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Gloria masandriaco. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. We bless the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. We worship his name. Hallelujah. We adore his name. His name is above all names. His name is Jesus. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Breathe upon us, O God. Breathe upon us, O God. Breathe upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Breathe upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Oria na kana moso dorieka. Oria ne kiria ne kia moso dorie koromase. Hallelujah. Breathe your glory. Breathe your grace. Breathe your strength, O God. In the name of Jesus, breathe your strength upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, breathe upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, breathe your grace. Breathe your mercy. Breathe your love, O God. In the name of Jesus, breathe upon us, O God. Hallelujah. Breathe up in the hospitals. Breathe, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Job 42. Then Job, please turn your Bibles with me to Job 42. To those of you that's just joining us, good morning. Hallelujah. Then Job answered the Lord and said, if thou canst do, I know thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not. Things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Yea, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by hearing of the ear, but now the eye seeth thee. Wherefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz, the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for ye have spoken of me the thing that is right as my servant Job hath. You have not spoken of me the thing that is right as my servant Job hath. Therefore, take unto you now 7 bullocks, 7 rams. Go to my servant Job and offer up for yourself a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you. For him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your falling, in that ye have not spoken of me that thing which is right like my servant Job. Hallelujah. I'm not going to go into the depths of it. Job, we start with Job 1, when different things took place with Job, Satan went to the Lord in Job 1, and he said, and told the Lord, nothing has happened to Job. I'm just paraphrasing, because you have a hedge of protection around him. And God said to Satan, I will move the hedge of protection. You can't do anything, but you cannot take his life. And Job went through a whole lot. But Job never cursed the Lord. His friends had all kinds of things to say. And I want to bring this home. His friend said a whole bunch of stuff and different things Job went through, but he never cursed the Lord. In fact, when things happened to him, he began to worship God. His children got killed, he worshiped God. His wife told him to curse God. No, he didn't. He worshiped. Yes, he had boils. He went through a whole lot. Hallelujah, but he never cursed God. Hallelujah. I want you to know there are times in your life, there are people that might be around you, family members, friends, and different maybe pastors, leaders, or people you've heard of, going through a lot of trials and tribulations and different things happening in their lives. And many times we like to say that person sinned, they did this, they did that. But sometimes these things, the Lord allowed it to happen. In fact, the Lord orchestrated it for his glory. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So people can see his glory. Hallelujah. Why? What is the purpose to see the glory of God? Because God wants you to come into a relationship with him. He wants to show you how mighty and strong he is. Hallelujah. And he wants us to totally depend on him. Sometimes if these things do not happen in our lives, we will not even turn to God because everything is going on all right. We are not given the time of the day. And sometimes when we're not giving it, we think we become arrogant and stubborn, and we got these different attitudes. Because we think it's all us. And sometimes God will step in and release that fire. Hallelujah. That fire will be released. That fire will be released upon our lives. The Lord will release it. We will go through trials and tribulations, but we're coming through. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. Then not a stage will be on us. And God will not get burned. Nothing will take place because God will be with us. And everyone will see the glory of God. Do you think Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego just went there for no reason? Because right after that, people began to honor the Lord, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. There was a proclamation that was released in the city, and everyone had to worship the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. So there will be some instances in our lives who will go through different changes. But it's all for the glory of God. So I know it's difficult because sometimes it's so difficult you don't know what to do. It's hard on left, it's hard on right, it's up and down. You get frustrated. I do too. But we must put our trust in him. And lean not on our own understanding. In all thy ways we acknowledge it, and he will direct our path. There is a purpose. God just does not allow things to happen for nothing. Oh my God, he's our creator. He is God Almighty. Hallelujah. The Bible tells me when Job got all the messages about his family and this different thing, what did he do? He worshiped the Lord. He worshiped the Lord in his distress. Job was stripped of everything. Everything. But he got in a position of worship. My brothers and sisters, as difficult as it is, even though trials and tribulations will come into our life, we don't know what to do. But we need to come into the posture of worship. Worship him, for he is awesome, he's great. Your breakthrough is in your worship. Your healing is in your worship. Your deliverance is in your worship. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Not just worship, but worshiping him in spirit and truth. Worship that comes from their heart. Worship. Worship. Through your trials, through your tribulation, worship. Through your ups and downs, worship. Even when you cry, you worship. Even when you try to get to the finish line, you worship. Because you know that he's God, he's right there, and you are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. And beware of those friends. Don't worry about those friends that will try to dissuade you, like Job's friends did. They said all kinds of things about, you know, people with things going on in our lives. You will hear people say, oh, maybe she did this or he did that. And not knowing that God is taking us through these things. What did Job's friend? Job's friends had to go back to Job for Job to pray for them. And sometimes you got to pray for those friends that have done so much. God said, pray for those that curse you. Pray for them. And there's a reason, because if you don't pray for them, it's over for them. So if Job had not prayed for them, what would their lives be if Job had not prayed for them? They had to do several things. The Lord spoke to them and said, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy friends, for ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right. You see, that's why you don't need to worry about enemies. God sees and hears what they say and know what they're doing. Job didn't know a lot of stuff, but God knew it. And God's anger was gonna, the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. So what did they have to do? God told them what to do. Take seven bullocks, seven rams, and go to my servant Job and offer up for yourself a burnt offering. And my servant Job shall pray for you. For him will I accept. I accept. Let I deal with you. If you don't go up to your servant and take what I tell you, do go, you know, we love for people to pray for us. Amen? But for Job, God told them what to do. Carry seven bullocks. And this is, I can go into the depth of it, but not this morning. Hallelujah. But seven bullocks, seven rams. Hallelujah. Take it and offer it for yourself, burnt offerings. Did your friends go empty-handed? No. They didn't go empty-handed. No, they went where God told them himself to take it for a burnt offering. And then after they took it and for themselves, and God said, Job will pray for them. And when Job prayed, he will accept. Hallelujah, he will forgive them. He said, if you don't do it, if they didn't do it, he will deal with them. And so what they did, what? They did that. Hallelujah. And Job was required to pray for them after they did what the Lord. We as men and women of God, Even though we go through different things, God is requiring us, you got to pray for those people that God sent you to. And the Bible says, the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed. The Lord turned the captivity of Job. The Lord turned when he prayed for his friends. When he prayed, forgiveness is so important. And the Lord gave him twice as much as before. This morning, his grace and mercy. Hallelujah. If we don't forgive others, God will not forgive us. Let not be presumptive and assume things are happening when they're not happening. Instead of you talking, pray. Take it to God. Pray for that person. Pray for your pastor. Pray. Take it to God in prayer. Because you never know what God is doing. God move in a mysterious way. Hallelujah. And we bless his holy name. He's awesome. So I pray this morning that he just breathe upon us. I pray this morning that he's just refreshing us. Hallelujah. Refresh us, oh God. Refresh us, oh God. Fill us up, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, many times we don't know what is going on, but we know we can trust you. And we thank you, Lord. We trust you. We adore you. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. Just breathe upon us, oh God. Breathe upon us, oh God. Just breathe. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Get your Holy Communion ready. And as I play this worship song, the Lord ministered this song to me as I was sleeping yesterday. And it stayed in my spirit, and I just sharing it with you. It's a prayer. Breathe upon me. Whatever you're going through, listen to the words and receive this prayer. Just breathe upon me. Breathe and get, as you listen, get your Holy Communion ready. Hallelujah, because hallelujah, God is doing something right here, right now. Whatever situation, let the Lord breathe upon it. In Jesus' name.
That's how I come alive.
That's how I change my
Hallelujah. Just breathe your name upon us, Lord. Breathe. Father God, breathe your name upon the holy elements this morning. In the name of Jesus, breathe upon the water, the juice that represents your blood. Breathe upon the bread, the crackers that represents your body. Breathe your name, O God, upon us. Breathe your name upon our hearts. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We ask blessed as we thank you for this holy sacrament. We thank you, Father God, that the DNA that is in Jesus is in these sacraments. From the natural to the supernatural. Father God, we claim the healing, the deliverance, the refreshing, the restoration, all the unlimited breakthroughs and blessings that is in the Holy Communion. We invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus in our lives, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Jesus, he broke it and said, take, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread or your crackers that represents the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. After the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or your juice that represents the blood of Jesus. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the holy sacraments. We thank you because there is victory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for faith. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you will do. We claim all the unlimited blessings and breakthroughs and deliverance and healings as in the Holy Communion. We pray for grace, O God, to move into the things that you have called us to do. We pray that you will empower us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will send, will give us divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. Lead us and guide us. Let us fulfill our divine purpose and destinies in the name of Jesus. Not by our might or power, but by the Spirit of the living God. And Father, I pray this morning that those that are sick, oh God, I pray for your healing virtue, oh God. Release the blood of Jesus of complete and total healing in the name of Jesus. Let the healing take place right now in the mighty, 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 matchless name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch your children, touch us, O God, heal us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Breathe your name upon our situation, breathe your name upon our cells, our tissues, our organs, our system. Breathe your name upon our spirit, man. Breathe your name upon our soul. Oh, breathe, breathe, breathe upon us, oh God. And perfect all that concerns us. Father, as I lift up this list, oh God, you see the names on the list as I lift them up, oh God. Those that we pray for that have COVID-19, oh God, we pray for the healing right now in the name of Jesus. Heal their household. Heal them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, release your healing anointing, oh God. Release the blood of Jesus. Strengthen them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, release, breathe in their household. Breathe upon them. Breathe upon each and every one in that womb, in that household, oh God. Breathe, oh God. Breathe, 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 breathe. And declare, when you breathe, COVID disappears. Breathe, Oria must, every knee must bow and tongue up. Breathe upon their bodies right now. Breathe, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oria must, to the echo. Breathe, oh God, breathe upon them. Breathe the name of Jesus. Oria must, to the echo. In the name of Jesus. Oria, Karamasa, to the families. Breathe, 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 oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, dare I heal, Father God, let them feel that strength. Hallelujah. Miracles, and signs and wonders, oh God, healing is their children's bread. So, Father, we thank you for these households. We thank you, Lord. You know each and every one household, oh God. You know them by name, oh God. And we pray for all the individuals in the name of Jesus. And Oroma Sanderiaka, it's nothing too hard for you to do. We thank you for the healing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you have your Sabbath offering, just lift it up. I will pray over your Sabbath offering in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Those that did the 12-fold offering, hallelujah. We bless God for you, and hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And next week, I'm going to break it down, what it means for the 12-fold offerings. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, so you can know what the Lord has released upon you in the name of Jesus, and that you will walk in that 12-fold blessing and have a testimony in the name of Jesus. And with the 12-fold blessing, God did not tell me you gave 20, 50, 10, $1, 1 cent. No, it's just the 12-fold blessings were from last Saturday. And the Lord just said, give. And he was releasing a 12-fold blessings that comes from the 12 tribes of Israel. Father, we thank you. We pray over these offerings, O God. We ask you, O God, let it be multiplied. We pray for fruitfulness and wisdom, O God, in the name of Jesus, as you bless us financially. Hallelujah. Breathe on this offering. We pray for multiplication. In the name of Jesus, fruitfulness, healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, healing in our givings. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, we release the Sabbath day blessings upon each and every one of your children this morning and the household. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless and protect them from every harm and danger. Father God, we pray for someone in pain. I pray for that pain to subside in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the healing in the name of Jesus. We bless you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful day. We have a service this evening at 7 p.m. this evening. So please join us. Hallelujah. On the radio. God bless you. We love you. Be happy. Release the peace of God that surpasses all understanding upon you and your household. In Jesus' name. Amen.